Let's go over to page 628, get into some of this thinking stuff in Arthur's camp. He has all kinds of questions here, and I'm trying not to take too much time in any one part of this, but I don't want to go too fast either, so we can get through it today. There's a summary of sorts on page 628. As we start that paragraph, Arthur was tired out. In other words, he's had this long attempt to try to change things. He's used all his energy. He's used his entire life, basically since he's an adult, trying to produce a lasting, perfect civilization. That has been his quest. But what's now the situation? His son's trying to kill him, and his country was at war. So he obviously had failed. And we pick up there, maybe a little bit below the middle, the line that starts wagging. He says, he had been taught by Merlin to believe that man was perfectible. You know, a good enlightened viewpoint. In the Enlightenment, that's where we get all these stories about people being dumped on islands. Not like the Survivor, but people being dumped on islands with the idea that if you left man to his own devices, he would produce a perfect civilization. And so man was perfectible. That he was on the whole more decent than beastly, that good was worth trying, that there was no such thing as original sin. So this is Arthur's departure point. What had Merlin done with Arthur? He had been forged. Arthur had been forged as a weapon for the aid of man on the assumption that men were good. And we use this word men